The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. On Monday, at this year's annual league meetings, we heard from head coach Andy Reid.
But you know how it is in transitions when you have all this going on that we have going on with the new stadiums and new facilities. And do we stay? Do we go? You know, all of that politics that's involved there on seeing what happens. Certain things could be said or misconstrued. I don't know that.
You
know.
So you think it was a miscommunication?
I'll see when the guys get back. Yeah.
You haven't been able to talk to them about that.
Yeah, I'll wait till they get back.
About Marquise Brown and Irv Smith, and how do you see them fitting in?
Yeah, I think Marquise gives you that speed element on the outside or inside, for that matter. He's played in all the different spots. I think he's a smart kid. He'll fit in. He'll complement with Rasheed and Trav, I think, well. So, and you know, he's had some productive years, right? So I invite that in. Yeah.
Irv Smith.
Yeah, Irv, I've got to see how he does, but he's I think his main thing is just staying healthy is what's been his issue up to this point. He looks like he's in great shape. He's got a good frame of mind, and you know, he's coming into a good, strong group there that I think he can add something to that. Yeah.
Darren Donald retiring. Do you have a favorite story or memory from having a game plan against him?
Yeah, well, that 50 game that we had down there in L.A., that was he was a disruptor. We had a nice plan for him, and he dismantled that plan. So he's a heck of a player. Great kid, too. I mean, I like the person.
What in particular stood out to you in preparing to play Brock Purdy and obviously in actually playing him in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, a lot of respect for Brock. He does a nice job. I don't really care where he got picked, right? That doesn't matter to me. He's just a good player. He sees the field. He's got good accuracy, great timing with his receivers, and you know, he's calm. He feels like he's got everything kind of under control there.
Shouted out Mike Frazier, who is your analytics. I don't know his exact title, but he does analytics for you with the overtime preparation for the new overtime rule. Can you tell us a little bit about how he prepared your team over the last couple of years of that new rule to be ready for that moment?
Yeah, he is our analytics guy. He did a nice job of talking to the guys each week about that, and along with some other things. But that was one of the things that he covered. Yeah. He does a great job for us, all the way around, and he's spread a little bit thin, but he goes 100 miles an hour and gets a lot of work accomplished.
In the report cards as well, the players said that the training room was significantly understaffed, and one of the things they pointed out is they felt like they can't get preventative treatment. Were you aware of that concern of the players before the report card came out? Like, have you ever heard of there's not enough athletic trainers with the Chiefs?
Well, I think our numbers are okay there as far as that goes. We don't have the biggest training room, so we try to maximize it the best way we can. And again, all those things I'll try to get to the bottom of once we get back together.
Coach, how how comfortable are you with the idea of the Chiefs are a dynasty and you're trying to extend that dynasty? Does that make it harder to get guys motivated, easier? How does that work in your mind?
Yeah, it's up to you guys to do the dynasty thing. I'm back to training camp and kind of the meat and potatoes of the thing, and so that's where I go. I just make sure the guys come back in shape and we're ready to roll. But that's kind of what the part that we'll control there, and make sure the guys build a nice foundation up at training camp.
Is it important for them to realize it's a new year and what happened last year doesn't really?
Yeah. Every year in the NFL is a new year. Yeah. Right? So every team's a different team, and the guys know how I go with that. Don't get caught up in too much of the fluff, you know. So we just roll. Put another Tommy Bahama shirt on and let's go, man.
What'd you think of Jordan Love last season?
Yeah, listen, I thought he did a great job. Again, looked like he had complete control of the offense. Was calm in really all the situations. I didn't study him quite as much after we played you than before, but. He sure looked like he maintained that same poise all the way through.
So is there something about Green Bay that allows them to do what they did with Rodgers and with this guy?
Well, first of all, their scouting department's done a good job. It's hard to have that many good ones come in a row like that, but they've been able to do that in this crazy chaos of the National Football League, getting guys in and getting guys out, and they protect them, they let them grow, and then go. I definitely think there's something to it. I mean, I did a little bit with Donovan, just letting him grow a little bit. Did with Patrick, not 5 years, but with the year to learn.
Did you feel like you had a luxury to do that with Mahomes, where you could wait a season? Is that one of the issues you think?
Alex Smith. So Alex was playing good football for us. So. That was an easy decision. Yeah.
Spags. Did that have to accelerate really quickly to make sure that you kept him there?
Yeah, he was on the last year of his deal, and so I think his dream was to become a head coach. It still is, and hopefully he has that opportunity next year to do that. So it didn't work out that way. So we just jumped on it, you know, knowing that teams were going to be coming after them.
And they came pretty quick right after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there were a couple that came after.
Were the Niners one of those teams coming after?
Potentially, yeah. You'd have to ask them, but I wasn't asking questions. I was just trying to get it done.